Cartier, Rolex, Gucci, Prada, Jordan, Adidas, Bottega Veneta. At eBay, it's real or it's getting the fake out. eBay's team of luxury authenticators make sure that you never get faked over. Watches inspected by watch aficionados, sneakers checked by legit sneakerheads, handbags examined by handbag connoisseurs, and jewelry in the scopes of expert gemologists. The details inspected, the fakes rejected. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay's authenticity guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This clip is brought to you by State Farm. Family is important, and so is having money. That's why State Farm has your back by offering surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
You know what it is? It's just be smart with your money. And I'm not saying, like, we both like nice things. This is
we
not,
do.
It's we, you and I and, both do.
And we probably both have it to spend it, but why am I going to be stupid? Why am I going to buy a $4,000 Chanel bag to put it on Instagram? You know, I'd rather buy, you know, something I can use on a daily basis. If I'm going to spend $4,000, girl, I'm going to use it every single day.
State Farm, proud sponsor of the My Cultura podcast network. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up? It's Dramos. You may know me from the recap on LA TV. Now I've got my own podcast, Life as a Gringo, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be talking real and unapologetic about all things life, Latin culture, and everything in between from someone who's never quite fit in. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we continue with the Our American Stories Christmas special. Up next, Leland Clausen is here to share stories from his Christmas past. Let's take a listen.
I love Christmas. Love it. Christmas carols, probably one of my favorite things about Christmas. Right? The same songs every year. The good ones. Right? There's some classics, but there's also some stinkers, let's be honest. There's a few Christmas carols that don't belong in the Christmas carol book, right? You know the ones I'm talking about. Three ships. Huh? I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. So? Ships come sailing in every day. Just because it happened on Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas song. I take a shower every day. It's not a Christmas carol. There's another one I don't like. Good King Wenceslas. I'll tell you why. Because there's like 492 verses and nothing to do with Christmas. Nothing. It's like, Good King Wenceslas went to town riding on a pony. Or whatever. Here's another one I don't like. And I might get in trouble for this one because I know it could be your favorite. And I apologize if it is, but I don't like 12 Days of Christmas. Yes, yes, yes. Well, here's why. I don't, because there's not 12 Days of Christmas. There's one day. And what's it called again? Christmas. 12 days. Maybe it's the Mennonite in me, but who has money for that many gifts? That's excessive. That's why the gifts were so lame after a while. They just ran out of ideas, right? I don't know what to get. Why don't you run down to the Turtle Dove shop and get a couple French hens? Here's the thing. My wife and I, our first big fight was about Christmas. So we got married November 5th, 1994. And it was like the December 1st weekend. So barely a month later. And my wife was like, and keep in mind, I was not even married for a month yet. So I didn't. There's certain things I didn't get. Okay, I didn't understand some of the cues she was giving me. Okay? Because she was like, hey, you know what'd be a great idea if we went out and got a Christmas tree and then brought it back in the first, like in December 1st every year and then decorated it and it'll be our Christmas tradition. And I was like, huh. And then she was like, no, let's do that. Don't you think that'd be a good idea? We'll go get a tree and then we'll decorate it together. We should do that. Don't you think we should do that? And I was like, I don't know. And then she was like, no, Leland, we're going to go down and get a tree. We're going to bring it back and we're going to decorate it, and that's going to be our Christmas tradition. And I was like, no, thanks. Yeah. I told you I didn't know some stuff. And then she started crying. She was so sad. She's like, I wanted to create some Christmas memories. And I'm like, we're doing that. Not good ones, but it's memories. They're... And look, it's 24 years later. We're still talking about it. Mission accomplished. We have our own traditions, me and my own family. We got some traditions that we do for Christmas. Christmas movies, that's kind of our thing. Every year we watch the same Christmas movies, the classics. You know the ones I'm talking about? Die Hard. Die Hard 2. A couple years back, I wanted my kids to experience Christmas like I used to. I wanted them to experience winter like I did, so I flew them back to Saskatchewan for Christmas. Why do you gotta hate, man? Why you... Here's the thing that's kind of depressing, though, if I'm being honest. To fly a family of four back to Saskatchewan from here costs about the same to fly a family of four to Hawaii. So that's depressing. You're making that flight. You're like, it feels like, this feels wrong. It just feels, it's getting colder, I think. Anyway, I flew them back, and this is the main thing I wanted my sons to do, because this was an amazing Christmas memory that I had, was making snow forts. And I'm not talking about piling stuff on top of things. I'm talking about, we used to get these massive drifts coming off the hills, okay? Massive snow drifts. They were massive. They went on forever. And so our snow forts were tunnel forts. You dig in tunnels all these different places, and it was so much fun. And I so badly wanted my kids to experience this. So we went, and I'm like, you're going to do it. I don't care how old you are. And they're like, okay, whatever. So, but here's what I realized about myself. When I got in that first tunnel, I started digging. And then I realized halfway through, I was like, oh, that's right. I'm claustrophobic. You know what I actually realized it? I was digging away. Adrenaline was going. I'm digging. And all of a sudden, it gets dark. And I turned around, and my son is crawling in behind me. Right? I'm like, hey, back out, back out, back out. I need to see light. I need to see the light. It's tunnel safety rules. Back out. I've been digging tunnels for 35 years. I know what I'm doing. Back out of the tunnel. So I was digging one way, and my son was digging the other. And what happens is you finally dig through. You can hear. And all of a sudden, we reach through and grab each other's hand. It's like one of the funnest things about doing tunnels, right? So I said, okay, back out. I'm going to dig it all the way through. I'm going to be the first one through our first tunnel. So he's like, okay, cool. He backed out. I dug it out, and then I went through. I didn't dig it out enough. Yeah, I got stuck halfway, and I'm panicking. I'm freaking out on the inside, right? But I don't want him to know, because he already thinks I'm an idiot, right? So I'm trying to play it all cool. I'm like, hey, you know, it'd be really fun if you just grab my hand and just pull me out of here. It's funner if you do it faster. You just grab it and pull it out. It's gonna be fun. We got a lot of work to do, so let's just do it. We're gonna do it. We should do it. He told me, pull me out. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I'm dying. Pull me out of here. He pulled me out. I was like, yeah, so don't worry about the yellow snow. That's probably some critters got in there. It happens. I don't know. My folks, here's the thing about my parents. So, you know, old Mennonite brethren, parents, I'm not saying they're legalistic, but they love the rules. Kind of loved falling. What I'm trying to say is, like, everything was by the book. Everything, they wouldn't even round up on taxes. Okay, everything was by the book, except when it came to Christmas trees. I'm pretty sure we were just stealing. We never went to a lot. There was never a tree lot. There was a side road and my dad pointing to the bush beside us and saying, go cut that tree down. And I kind of knew it was wrong because he was always rushing me, right? Go get that tree. Oh, okay, hurry up. Somebody's coming, faster. Look, do you want Jesus to have a tree or not? I don't know, I love Christmas though. Love it. You know what I love the most, I think, about Christmas is the sense of hope that we have at Christmas. We talk about peace. We talk about joy. There's a sense of hope. We all feel it. We all talk about it. We all know, like, yeah, there is. It's something about Christmas. It is a hope. And the first Christmas, they also had hope, Israelites at the time. They're being oppressed by the Romans, right? There was this but they had this prophecy. So their hope was in this prophecy of this coming king. The prophecy, and to them, it was a conquering king. He was coming in. He was just going to be like, he was going to take back the land, right? Everybody down, get down. He was like, all the Israelites into the chopper. It was going to be, maybe not 80s Arnie, but it was, that's what they thought they were getting. What they got was completely different, right? What they got was this helpless baby in a food trough in a barn, right? That's what it was, away in a manger, away in a, like it's some kind of romantic, it's a food trough in a barn. That's the real, think about that. Not at all what they thought they were getting, right? But God knew, because God had a plan. God's always got a plan. Ask Drake. He's... What? Only about 25% of the people got that. Everybody else is like, I don't know. Who's Drake?
And you've been listening to comedian Leland Clausen. And thanks to the folks at Vision Video for providing that footage. And thank you to Leland himself for the laughs. And by the way, we want to hear your Christmas stories for our upcoming Christmas specials. Send them, and they can be silly, they can be amusing. String them together, send them along. Leland Clausen's Family Stories, our Christmas special here on Our American Stories. At Our American Stories, we bring you inspiring stories of history, sports, business, faith, and love. Stories from a great and beautiful country that need to be told. But we can't do it without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love our stories in America like we do, please go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little. Give a lot. Help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Imagine a future where every pet is part of a loving family. A time when dogs and cats are no longer killed in shelters simply because they don't have a safe place to call home. At Best Friends Animal Society, we're dedicated to saving lives with programs that both help pets find homes.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.
The holidays are headed to your place with a special collection that's packing the cheer, all on Xfinity Flex. Host a movie marathon with winter favorites like Love Actually and Home Alone. Unwind with big laughs from hits like The Office and Elf. Or snuggle up with something new like Holiday in Santa Fe or Holiday Harmony. And keep festive tunes on repeat with North Pole Radio hosted by Santa from iHeartRadio. Whether you want to watch something fresh or familiar, you can feel the holiday spirit with Xfinity Flex. Say what to watch into your Xfinity voice remote.